This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Here to help you get your day started right by taking time with God each day. That's what we do together at this time each weekday morning. Have some time with God. And I hope that that's how you see it as well. Not just an interesting time of reading from the Bible, but what does God want to say to you today? That's the question you should be asking Him. And so in your heart right now, why don't you just say to God, I'm listening. What do you have to say to me today? We want to talk this week a little bit about becoming like Jesus Christ and what God's plan is for your spiritual life. And I want to spend the whole week with you in one passage, a few verses from Romans chapter 8. Maybe one of the most important passages of the Bible for understanding how the Christian life works. We want to look at a few verses starting in verse 28, and we'll read this passage each day this week. It says, "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. For whom He foreknew, He also predestined to become conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. And whom He predestined, these He also called. And whom He called, these He also justified. And whom He justified, these He also glorified." I want to look today with you at just this first verse. Verse 28, "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." Do you know that God is using every circumstance in your life to shape you and use you for His purpose? Now, it can be really hard for us to accept this idea of God using all things to shape us and use us for His purpose. Now, we know that God uses some things. We know He uses His Word, the Bible, in our lives to renew our minds and transform us from the inside out. We can accept that God uses our fellowship with other Christians in this way. We know that when God answers our prayers or blesses us in amazing ways, it assures us in our hearts of His loving care for us. But all things? Does God really use every circumstance in our lives to shape us, to use us? Yes. Now, it doesn't mean that God is pleased with all things. God grieves when you bear the brunt of someone else's sin. God is angry when a drunk driver slams into the car of someone you love. God knows from His own personal experience on the cross what that physical pain you're experiencing is like. He groans with you. But you have to remember that God sits on His throne above all these things, and that God overrules even the most evil purpose and uses even those fallen, evil, or senseless things to accomplish His good purpose in your life. I think of my own life, and when I was younger, I experienced some very difficult things that I couldn't understand at the time. But God was shaping my life for ways He wanted to use me later. That means that you can embrace any circumstance you find yourself in, whether it's good or bad, as God's opportunity for you to grow and to minister in His name to other people. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.